107.5 Outlaw Country. It's Jesse on a Monday morning. I got Arturo Olivas calling in from Albuquerque. There's an event coming up in May, a bicycle ride to raise funds for the National Lung Cancer Partnership. I'm going to let Arturo tell you a little bit more about how he came to be involved with this cause, and then we'll tell y'all how you can do a little something good for your neighbors that might have to deal with this horrible, horrible thing called lung cancer. Arturo, can you hear me?
I can, Uncle Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's not bad for a Monday, and, well, at least the sun's shining.
That's right.
I can't complain. And how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
So tell folks a little bit about how you came to be involved with this cause, and you have a direct kind of interest in how this turns out.
Yes, I do. Well, Uncle Jesse, in September of 2011, I was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer, stage 4 adenocarcinoma.
Yeesh.
Non-small cell lung cancer. And at that time, it was actually September 16th, 2011, the cancer was diagnosed late in its development, and it had spread to my brain, to my spine, and to my ribs. And, of course, it originated in my lungs. And so I'm now 18 months into my diagnosis.
Now, it says, according to the press release that I got, it says that originally they thought it was bronchitis, and then they found out it was actually lung cancer.
Correct, and that's why it was such a shock and a trauma when I was first diagnosed. For about 2 years prior to my diagnosis, Uncle Jesse, I had some severe back pain that just wouldn't go away, and I also had a long-term bronchitis, or at least I thought I had. I had a history of chronic bronchitis, and so I wasn't too alarmed, but you know, as it dragged out for more than 2 years, I began to wonder what was going on.
Wow. After how long?
About 2 years.
Whew. Now, were you a smoker?
No, I was not, and I am not a smoker. And, you know, that's a very typical question that is asked by people who are diagnosed with lung cancer. And it's understandable considering that the majority of people who develop lung cancer were smokers or users of tobacco, including chewing tobacco, but I was not. And
Do they have any suspicion as to how it came about then?
They're really not sure. It's very difficult to determine the cause of lung cancer if it's not directly related or if an individual does not have a long-term history with tobacco or smoking. They suspect there might be some genetics involved or exposure to radon or exposure to environmental pollution, but my doctors have not been able to detect exactly what caused my lung cancer. You know, the bottom line, Uncle Jesse, is that if you have lungs, you can come down with lung cancer. So it's not a disease that affects people who are smokers or were smokers.
Okay. So there is going to be a bicycle ride coming up on March 24th. This is to raise funds for the National Lung Cancer Partnership. Now, what's the story with them? What do they do?
They do a lot of great things for lung cancer research, Uncle Jesse. There is a dearth of funding for lung cancer research. In fact, it's poorly funded compared to other cancers which are better known and better funded, such as breast cancer or prostate cancer or colon rectal cancer. And what the Free to Breathe ride event does is it brings the community together to help raise awareness of lung cancer and support vital research and education and awareness programs, because lung cancer is such a killer. In fact, most people are not aware that lung cancer kills more people than breast cancer, colon, prostate combined. And in any given year, about 226,000 people are diagnosed with lung cancer, and 160,000 people die from lung cancer. And that's two times as many women die from lung cancer than from breast cancer, and three times as many men die from lung cancer than prostate cancer. And so lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the United States.
Wow, it just doesn't have as high a profile as them others somehow.
No, it doesn't. And that is another purpose of the Free to Breathe Right event, as you say, is coming up March 24th, is to, again, raise awareness of the gravity and the prevalence of lung cancer in this country.
Okay, now the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque is going to be hosting the event. Tell folks where that is exactly. There's probably folks listening right now that don't hang out in Albuquerque a whole lot, but maybe they want to come down and do the bike ride, raise some funds, but maybe they don't know where that is.
Very good. The National Hispanic Cultural Center in New Mexico is located about a mile and a half due south of downtown Albuquerque at the corner of 4th and Bridge.
And March 24th is going to be the date. Do you know offhand, is that a Saturday maybe?
Offhand, I don't know, but people can go to freetobreathe.org to get more information.
Oh, okay. Now, is that where they go if they want to get signed up? Or I'm assuming that they want to get folks to pledge to raise some money, or how do they do that?
Correct. They can go to freetobreathe.org for all the information they need in order to support this event and also the National Lung Cancer Partnership. So there are different ways people can support lung cancer awareness, and they can donate, they can join Team Olivas or any other team that's involved with this particular event.
Have you got a whole team?
Yes, I do. Team Olivas, Uncle Jesse, you should join.
Grab
your wheels and
reckon
come
along. I should, because I don't even own a bicycle. But
I've got an extra one.
Team Olivas.
That's right.
Well, Art, I might have to see if I can get El Jefe to let me out of the building for a few hours.
Well, you're more than welcome to join us, and if you can't do it this year, there's always next year.
All right, so the event is online at freetobreathe.org. Do you recommend that folks get started trying to contribute right away, or, can they wait till the very last minute?
There is a deadline. I believe it's the March 18th. And going back to your question about what day of the week, it is a Sunday, March 24th, Sunday,
there we go.
2013, at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, and it'll start at 8:30. And Jesse, you know, there are a number of different levels of participation in this event. There's a 20-mile ride, a 10-mile ride, a 6-mile ride, and it's all along the beautiful Rio Grande Bosque bike path. And I'm sure that you're up to speed, so, you know, I could expect a 20-mile ride from you. Next year, Uncle Jesse.
You have overestimated my athleticism, sir.
Well, Jesse, if I can do it, and I've got lung cancer, I think you can do it, too.
Well, it sure is for a good cause. I'll have to seriously sit down and maybe go ask my doctor. Say, Doc, what you think?
You know, that's
24
always,
miles?
There you go. That's always a good thing to do. You know, check with your doctor before you get involved with any kinds of exercise. But Uncle Jesse, you know, I really wanted to spread the word about the Free to Breathe event because, again, lung cancer is so grave and so pervasive, but it has such a low level of awareness. People are shocked when I tell them that, you know, more people die from lung cancer than breast cancer or colon cancer or prostate cancer. And the funding just doesn't compare. For example, the National Cancer Institute indicates that for every lung cancer death, they spend only $1,630. Now compare that to every breast cancer death, where they spend $13,452. Now we know that breast cancer is a very serious and important fundraising effort, but in comparison, there's just a lack of funding. And we hope that by increasing funding and research into lung cancer, we can help prevent it.
All right. Now, let me ask you real quick on the outset here while we're wrapping things up. It's been since September 2011.
Correct.
Your diagnosis, lung cancer. Art, what's the prognosis? What's the forecast? What'd the doctor say? How's it looking for you right now, today?
Today, it looks pretty good in terms of how my current chemotherapy, and it's a targeted chemotherapy, so I take a pill once a day. This therapy has helped slow down the cancer. But Uncle Jesse, to be honest with you, my cancer is not curable, and the doctors have been very frank about my condition, that it's terminal. And the five-year survival rate for people with advanced lung cancer, such as myself, is less than 2%.
Oof. How do you maintain such a sunny disposition?
Well, because I got God in my life, Uncle Jesse.
I'm a member of
the Third Order of St. Francis. I'm a Franciscan. But I also understand that by helping to get the word out, by raising lung cancer awareness, I could help people perhaps avoid a late-stage diagnosis such as the one that I have and help get help early when prevention or a cure is viable and possible.
Now, do you recommend folks run out and get a test done right now? You were diagnosed late in the game, it sounds like.
Yes, I was, and that's the pitfall of lung cancer because, Uncle Jesse, the lungs don't have any nerves. So if you got lung cancer growing in there, you're not going to feel anything. So it's not until it has metastasized or spread into other parts of your body where there are plenty of nerves, you know, like the back or the ribs or whatever, you begin to feel pain. But, you know, folks who are at high risk for lung cancer are those who have smoked or are smokers. And so they should really consult their doctor about the best way to check into that.
All right. Well, thank you for being so open and honest and checking in with us this morning on The Outlaw. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a voice, Uncle Jesse.
Absolutely.
And again, like I said, the website. You've got a tricycle waiting for you out here.
All righty then. Again, the website for anybody out there listening that wants to check it out is freetobreathe.org. Arturo Olivas, ladies and gentlemen, wish him well. Keep him in your prayers, your thoughts, and what have you. And that bike ride, that's a coming up on March 24th.
That's right, Uncle Jesse.
All right, y'all take care.
Appreciate it. You too.
I'll get this up on the website here pretty soon, okay?
Excellent. Pase bien, as we say. Peace and all good.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.